subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to another Ninja Coaching Spotlight. I am so excited and grateful to have two amazing people with us today, as well as Matt Benelli. Matt is going to be joining me today as we go through this. But we have an incredible realtor in Austin, Texas, and we have an amazing coach. And I'm happy to bring these two on so they can share their journey, share their story with us. And our goal with sharing this always is that I'm hoping that as you listen to this out there, that you're going to have that moment of, that's my story, or that's where I'm at right now, and this is where I want to go. And I also love that this is helping people understand what a coaching relationship can look like. And all the research I've done getting ready for today, this is the epitome of an amazing, awesome coaching relationship. So I'm happy to share it. So let's jump right in. I have Christine Moore with me. She's from Austin, Texas. She's with Compass Realty. And Christine, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, in getting to know you as we've started to get this kicked off, your energy is spectacular. And I'm excited to share this time with you today. And I know others are going to resonate with it. And as I learn more about your world, let's get Tracy in here too, real quick. Tracy's one of our amazing coaches. Tracy, good morning. Thank you for joining also.
Good morning. I am so excited to share Christine's story. I am just bouncing up and down about this. She is just amazing.
Well, I get the chance to reach out to the coaches every once in a while, and I always ask them, like, do we have good stories to share, good people, journeys that we should be documenting here? And Tracy had that, like, pick me, like, I got one. So Christine, let's jump into your world. So you're in Austin, Texas. Give us a little breakdown of your marketplace, what kind of homes you work with, people you work with. Just give us a rundown of that.
Yep. So I sell in Northwest Austin, and I'm at about $1 million price point, although I've just noticed that is starting to get higher and higher. You know, I do all of Austin, but I find most of my work is in Northwest Austin. So River Place, Westminster Glen, Glen Lake, Steiner Ranch, those areas.
Is $1 million, is that pretty, I mean, you say your average is $1 million. Is that pretty standard for what Austin kind of is nowadays, or is that on the higher side? What does that look like?
You know, Austin really has a lot of buckets. So, you know, the average, if you look at the numbers, is about 550. But realistically, you know, you have some neighborhoods where they're really, you know, $5 million neighborhoods if you're closer to the lake and you're in the hill country. So really, there's a lot of variability in Austin just because the area itself is so diverse. So I'd say I'm kind of in the mid to high range.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Austin's a beautiful area. I keep with my daughter now living in Texas and me traveling more to Texas, I'm getting to know Texas more, and you guys got good food. I will say that.
Yes, barbecue and Torchy's tacos for sure.
Well, I'm excited to get into Christine's story here. I do want to just make one note because of your market, Christine. Like, for the time that we're recording this, we're obviously in 2024. Well, I guess depending if somebody's listening to this years into the future from where we are now, but
it doesn't change when we're recording it, Matt.
2023, I mean, we know it wasn't like the best year for a lot of people nationwide, but Austin market in particular was the one metro area that, I mean, you guys kind of skated through the Great Recession in 2008. It was like a little bit of a dip, like one quarter, and then the rest was like, wait, our housing prices never go down.
Right.
But people were freaking out in Austin in 23 because they had never seen housing prices come down after, and you guys skyrocketed. But you still persevered through that and had an incredible 23. So I just wanted to preface it with that for people who don't know the Austin market and what it went through in 23, because elsewhere, Austin saw, I would say, the biggest challenge when it comes to home price appreciation versus every other market in the country.
Yes, that's true. We went from, you know, the phone ringing nonstop, oh, I want to move to Austin, I've heard it's exciting, to, oh, no, I don't want to move to Austin.
Yeah.
The excitement did go down, but of course, there's always opportunity in everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and as we roll through this today, you're going to learn that Christine had her best year ever in 2023 when all these things were happening. So Christine, if you don't mind, I want to jump back. Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So you got started in real estate what year?
2019. I had just moved to Austin, actually, from Southern California. So it was new state, new city, new everything, and a new career.
So how, I was just curiosity, because I'm a Californian, how was it making the move to Texas as a Californian? Were they like, hey, California, welcome, like, come on in? Or would they like...
Well, I actually used to say, hi, I'm Christine, I'm from Southern California, but please don't hate me. So now I think people are just more used to it, like, oh, another Californian. But definitely I was, you know, like, I want to be a Texan. I want to be a part of this. I'm not going to change it. So I think I was accepted because of that.
But you've owned it. You have that Texan vibe. So I'm just going to tell you, you've owned it. I would have never said that you had Southern California roots. So you got in 2019. So you had basically about a year before some craziness happened in the world. And let's talk a little bit about your kind of progression with real estate, because you didn't get introduced to Ninja right away. You had a couple of years underneath you and going through, obviously, the pandemic as a non-Ninja. And tell us a little bit about how your real estate career kind of got started.
Yep. So I started off at a brokerage and I was there for a hot second. And when I was first there, I was exposed to a sales program. And it's a popular one, but as I was listening to it, I thought, I will never say that to anybody I know. Like, I guess I'm just not going to be good in this career because I don't feel comfortable saying that stuff. It doesn't feel good to me. So then I switched brokers and I was, you know, kind of going along. And I remember meeting with my sales manager, Mary Lou York, who is in the Ninja book. And she said, you should read this Ninja book. It would help you. And I went, oh, okay. And when I read it, I felt so excited because I thought, oh, this is natural. This is how I am. I feel comfortable. I can say and do all these things. And as a matter of fact, I think they'll make me sound even more professional, which is important to me. It didn't feel gross. And so I did that. But then I wasn't, to be honest, fully implementing everything, even though I understood it and it made sense. Then fast forward a little bit later, in April 2021, Larry hosted a Vegas installation and I went. I thought, you know what? Forget this pandemic thing. If Larry's going, I'm going. And I showed up and again, I was like, this is the best program ever. I love everything about it. And I went back home and I still was not fully implementing everything.
I'm happy you got to go to that installation because I remember when they were pulling it off, they're like, we figured out a way. We're going to be able to put on an installation. We can do it in Vegas. And I was like, oh my gosh, like part of me was going like, is it too soon? Like, wait, how are you guys doing this? I am so grateful they pulled it off because I've met some great ninjas that came out of the time that were looking for strength and guidance and grounding and to figure out where they were going to go. And it's great to hear that you were part of that class.
Yeah, it was good.
So now you, 2021, jump into Ninja. And obviously, I mean, there's a couple of things we need to unpack around this because there's also your life that was going on around this too. And you'd mentioned to me a house fire that kind of led down a chain of events here for yourself. Can you just kind of throw that into the mixer? Because I want to make sure our timelines are correct of when that happened.
Yeah. So I'm moving along in my business. And to be honest, if you just looked at my business for a new agent, you would have thought, okay, she's doing all right. Okay. You know, it was good. But, you know, then we had COVID and then it was like, we had this house fire. Then we also were in the middle of a remodel, like a major remodel. And so the fire was in a part of the house that was totally separate than the remodel. So we were dealing with that. And then all of a sudden, my life starts to unravel a little bit. Then my son gets really sick and he can't walk. And we're trying to figure it out. And I'm dealing with the remodel and, you know, trying to put everything together. And my husband's work was going through this crazy project. And so he was really busy. And so all these things, and then my kids just were not happy just because of, you know, COVID and everything. And so I'm trying to service my clients the best way I can. I'm trying to deal with all these other things and going to all these doctor's appointments, and it got a little stressful.
So being a parent, you lightly brushed over, my son got sick and then couldn't walk.
Yeah.
How old was your son during this time?
So he was 12 and he had been just, you know, a normal kid that loved to play sports and have fun. And he just kept getting sicker and sicker and we couldn't figure out why.
I could not imagine the amount of stress involved around that and the amount of like, you should focus on your business right now. Like, and then like having to have that going on in the background. I don't know even how to balance that out. And obviously you learned some things around this as you guys went through this and you figured out, because your son's better now. He's great, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's all good.
Okay.
Yeah. So as part of that, we found out that he was suffering from mold toxicity. And we found out that we had mold in our house that we were remodeling. And it was mostly in his room. So we had to do an extensive remediation on top of this remodel that we were doing. And so they were all totally separate things, the fire, the remodel, the mold remediation. So it just kind of just kept coming and happening. And then we found, okay, there's mold in another part of the house and we had to remediate that. And so all that was going on. But one of my happy points was my clients. And so just, you know, any extra energy I had, I was just putting into them. And so I don't think they ever realized all this craziness was going on. But I also was having trouble really growing the business because I just did not have any extra mental capacity.
So the business numbers, if we just jump back to that real quick and just briefly kind of touch on this, you were running, if I remember you saying, around 6 to 9 million in volume a year is kind of where your business was running at?
Yep. I think it was like 5 the first year, 6 the next year, 7 the next year. And that's really where I ended up.
All right. So obviously, going through all this and coming across, you also had some big changes in your social world too, because you had your kind of network that you had built from what you've shared with us has kind of like crumbled a little bit. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I know other people out there have experiencing things like this or have experienced stuff like this. It is a little extreme, but I think it's appropriate to put on the table.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I moved to Austin. I had to make all new friends and start over, which I had done. And then as I'm going through all this craziness in my life, and I happen to be a person who I recharge my batteries with other people. So I can work a 12-hour day. And at the end of the day, I'm like, who are we hanging out with? What are we doing? You know, let's go. I started noticing, I'm like, wait a minute, where are all my friends? You know, and you know, they're just nothing was really going on. And, you know, just this. And then I realized, oh, I'd been politely excluded from the group. And two other ladies had as well. But I guess it took me a little while to get that memo. And I mean, nothing dramatic happened. It was just
here's your papers, by the way. You're being served as like no longer in the group.
Here's your pink slip.
Yeah. And to be honest, that would have been better because it would have saved me a few months of trying to figure out what was going on. And so for somebody who already had depleted batteries, it was when I realized that it was, oh, okay, well. And so I think actually that was really one of the best things that happened to me, because that was the moment where I'm like, you know what? I need help. And I remember somebody mentioning ninja coaching and I didn't know anything about it. So I went and I Googled, filled out the form, and then Tracy called. And from that moment on, my life changed. So that's why we're here, because Tracy has been amazing.
So, I mean, you're going through all of this stuff. Like, you seem like a really positive person too, Christine, like great positive energy. So like, was there any point going through your head of like, gosh, like what's going on? How am I supposed to do business and all of these things all at the same time? Like, was that part of, and how did you manage that?
I mean, definitely there was a lot of, you know, what did I do wrong? Or, oh my gosh, I moved my family here and I told them how great it was going to be. And actually all we're having is a bunch of problems. And now I don't have friends. They're struggling to have friends. You know, it's more COVID, you've got masks. And so, yeah, there was definitely a lot of negative energy in my head and just trying to figure out like what happened. I think I'm a nice person. I'm not really sure, but we've got a big, you know, we've got a whole lot of problems here and we need to get out of it.
So I know coaching is something that's coming into your world at this point too. Was there anything else that you brought into your world to help kind of ground your mindset and keep you focused and kind of be a little bit of a North Star or something for you?
You know what I did? I started to try to surround, since I didn't have people, I started to surround myself with positive things like podcasts and just, you know, reading positive books and just trying to get positive energy from any source I could. And actually, that's when I became a podcast junkie. Prior to that, I hadn't really listened to any. And yours was one of them. I love all the names of podcasts.
Appreciate that.
Well, so and the more I'm listening to you here, you'd brought up that one of the guiding or most important parts of the Ninja Selling book, you said, yeah, I remember when you said it to me originally, you're just like, it's chapter 12. That's how you described it to me.
Yes.
And I was like, okay. And you're like, it's the power focus net forward energy ratio. And it's really interesting as I'm hearing you tell this journey of yourself of what you've gone through here, where a lot of people could have been like, we're moving back. Like, I'm getting nuts. We are done. Like, this has been a crazy ride. I don't know if we're supposed to be here. Every sign is telling me from everywhere that maybe we're not supposed to be here right now. You didn't do that and you stayed focused and you stayed grounded. And we might be jumping ahead a little bit with the book, but I'd be love to hear about how did that resonate with you? And if anybody hasn't heard of that out there, just chapter 12 in the Ninja Selling book. You should go read it, go back in your manual if you've gone to an installation. But Christine, tell me how that affected you and how that's been maybe a guiding light for you.
So I think chapter 12 is really the jewel of the whole book. And I think you should start with chapter 12. And what it really is it's when Larry explains that your net forward energy is what's really going to propel you. And he uses the analogy of an airplane. And so if you have enough positive thrust, you can get up. But if you have too much negative drag, you're not really going to get up. And then even if you do have a positive ratio, you might only get up a little bit. So you need to get that positive even higher to get higher. And so the first time around when I read the book, I'm like, okay, I understand what he's saying, you know, next chapter. But now that I've lived my life and had what happened, I realized that was actually, that's my chapter. Because what I realized is I had just kind of all this negative stuff going on and then doing it alone. And my plane couldn't take off the way it was supposed to. But deep down, I believed that, you know, really, I should be a fighter jet one day going high and fast. And so that chapter, I think you really need to be in a good, positive place in order to run the kind of businesses that ninjas run.
There's a reason that you made it through all of that and you're here today and you've continued to grow. And I think it's appropriate that we bring Tracy into the fold here. Tracy, again, good morning and thank you for joining us. You've been sitting so patiently.
Good morning.
Obviously, every single time I've brought up, tell me about your relationship with your coach to Christine, she like jumps up in her chair and lights up. And I'm like, okay, this is something we need to definitely explore more of. So you had a moment that you said, I need to get a coach. And we introduced you to Tracy. And tell me a little bit about how that kind of got started and that relationship kind of grew. And then Tracy, I want you to jump in here too. So I didn't just bring you back in to have you sit longer.
Well, to be honest, you know, when the ninja calls you, you have no idea. I mean, I don't know how the magic happened in the back, but they put me with the exact person I needed. And I've heard other ninjas say that about their coaches. So when Tracy called, I wasn't really sure what to say. You know, how do you explain what's going on? And so I just told her, hey, you know what? I've developed a bunch of bad habits. I want to get rid of those bad habits. And I love the ninja program and I want to do it. But for some reason, I can't. And I remember there was a moment of vulnerability, like, okay, what's she going to say now? And she said, oh, okay, we got it. That's not a problem. We can do it. And I just remember thinking, oh, somebody's going to help me. And that was amazing. And then when we did our first coaching call, you know, Tracy started working all of her magic and she really met me where I needed to be. I think if she had just said, well, now we're going to make calls and we're going to write letters and call me next week and tell me, I think I would have just said, oh, this, this isn't working for me.
Well, and Tracy, maybe you can jump in here too, because one of the things Christine had said to me was that like, it wasn't just make your phone calls, write your notes, do your stuff. Like it was a much of a broader stroke of getting to know who Christine was. And you got a chance to learn a lot about everything that she's just shared with us right now. But what did you pick up on at the beginning kinds of this relationship and how you were kind of getting started working together?
The first thing that resonated with me, and I knew Christine was my person, we were meant to be together, is that even during our first complimentary coaching call, she had such a positive energy and everything was, I get to, I'm planning, I'm excited about. It wasn't, I have to. You mean I have to do this? She was like, I'm excited to do that. That would be great. So this energy was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my person. And we start talking a lot about, you know, this group that you politely got excluded from. And we started talking about the group and like, you didn't have negative feelings in the least bit. You were like, okay, so what's next? And we started talking about it. I'm like, okay, so let's talking about what are some other areas in your life that you wanted to explore or you've never had time to? If I could wave a magic wand and other groups that you want to kind of be on or carousels you want to be on. And I remember Christina saying in this light bulb moment and her eyes just totally lit up. And she's like, you know, I've always wanted to get involved in my Duke Alumni Association. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't know you were a Duke alumni. So let's talk about that. And how do you get involved in that? And she has a master's as well as an undergraduate degree. And it's like, how do we get involved in all these different groups? And there were like, just within the Duke alumni, there were different carousels within that group. And having her get involved in that was just like, and I don't mean about these other people. It was like, great, those other people are done. We've all on to bigger and better things now. And it was like, You were just so excited. And it was like, okay, this is actually a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it really was. And now I'm actually in charge of that Duke alumni group. I think I really jumped in and I just met so many awesome people. And yeah, it was great. And then Tracy, she's so good at listening because she said, well, wait, what's that other thing you were just talking about? Wait, you should, could you meet people there? You should go do that. And what about this? And now it's to the point where I am just surrounded by so many awesome people from different aspects of my life. And it's really helped me grow. And every day I just wake up so excited about who I'm going to meet or talk or have coffee with. And yeah, it's been awesome. And that was all Tracy pointing out those low-hanging fruits that apparently I just did not see.
So you're developing this brand new sphere yet again, right?
Yes.
And so what are the things that, Tracy, when you were working with Christine on, how did you plan that? Because it's like, okay, cool, let's go get involved with Duke Alumni Group. But like, what does that actually look like in terms of how do you build that into your routine? How do you, you know, make sure that we're doing also, I mean, part the calls, the notes and the things, like we still have to be disciplined on that side of things while making it fun. So how did you help her build this into a routine?
Well, okay, let's go first to Christine's personality is a party person. Okay. I always say her secret sauce is her parties. Okay. Christine has this amazing home and she has this awesome Halloween party, Galentine's, like we're always talking about events, right? So like, this is just her wheelhouse and her comfort zone. Like she was saying after a 12-hour day, she's like, okay, so who are we going to have dinner with tonight and drinks and that? So that's Christine's natural rhythm. So I wanted to make sure that when we were talking about getting on some other carousels or meeting other people, that let's make sure, and I was thinking in my head, let's make sure that this is actually Christine's natural rhythm of what she already excels at and she loves. So then how do we get involved with this Duke alumni? Who do we email? Who do we like start going to? What are they? Watch parties. And then she started getting involved in that. And can we put that into the fold of your schedule? Christine has children. She has a husband. She has a very busy life already. Can we put that in what days and months, once a month, once a week? So we just started talking about where could we fit these other kind of events into her life? And I knew that it would be a really exciting for her to be in this social arenas, that it wouldn't be a, I have to go to a Duke watch party, right? So I was like, let's just think about her personality as to these new groups and how can we kind of make this intermingle? Because I'm really into it. Like, to me, like I'm always into the intent of the task. And it's like the intent of the task is not to go to the party and meet 10 people and ask 4 questions. The intent of the party is to go and have a good time, right? I mean, like, let's go have a good time. Let's go to a place we want to be going. So when we see it on our calendar, we're not like, I have to go to this. It's, I get to go to lunch with this person. I get to go to this event so that it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah. And Matt, to kind of piggyback on Tracy's answer, you know, as I started to feel really good about myself and that positive energy started really coming, I would wake up in the morning so excited to write thank you notes. I'm like, I have so many thank you notes I need to write people, which as you know, is part of Ninja. And I have so many things to be grateful for. I mean, at one point I had to limit myself on the gratitudes I was writing. So I'm like, okay, look, I can't write 500. So I'm just going to have to limit it.
Need to go on with the day here.
Yeah. And then I could really start to visualize where I wanted to head. So it almost all kind of happened together where I would first thing in the morning be so excited to do Ninja. And Tracy was really good in saying, look, we don't have to do the whole Ninja book day one. So she would be like, if we can just do the Ninja 5, then that would be great. And I thought, well, that's achievable. And plus I'm feeling good and I want to do it. And so then we were able to add more layers of Ninja as I had that positive net forward energy.
That's incredible.
And maybe we can clarify it even a little bit more because I mean, you've been a social person. Like it's not like you weren't social and you became social. You knew your buckets were filled with people. You knew that you being social was a good thing in your world. What was different from what you were doing before compared to what you're doing now that all of a sudden, because your numbers, and we're going to share them here in just a second, like they resonate that something like is massively working and I can hear the energy in you change, but what, can you explain to me like what was different from then to now?
You know, have you ever heard that thing that you're the average of the 5 people you spend your time with?
Oh, yeah.
I just went out there and I started meeting people and I would meet these inspiring people where I would come home and tell my husband, you will not believe what this person did. It was so amazing. And I think I just started feeding off their energy. And I guess that's just how I'm built. So as I met more positive people, it just built me up. And so I think maybe I wasn't getting that before. And, you know, when Tracy asked me about coming on the podcast, at first I was a little nervous because I thought, well, that sounds kind of weird. Like, oh, I kind of got dumped. That's awkward. Maybe it's me. But really, I think I'm glad it happened because I don't think we always evaluate who we're spending our time with. And even though we might be having fun and, you know, meeting up for drinks on Friday night seemed like a lot of fun, but I don't think we ever ask ourselves, hey, is this really the best I can do? And unfortunately, I was forced to ask that. And I realized, no, that's not the best I can do. And so I think that's really one of the differences is, you know, when you really surround yourself with the right people and you get your needs met, the magic starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think Duke is the only place that you can find this, but I have walked around the Duke campus and I have seen and hung around Duke people. You guys are a powerful breed of people that accomplish things and make things happen. And you don't end up at Duke by accident. And I think it's awesome that you've leaned into this alumni there because you probably get to put yourself around an amazing group of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I feel so lucky. I'm still not sure how I got in, but yes, when I meet these people, my mind is blown away. However, I will tell you some of the people I've met in other groups, you know, my book club and just people that I had kind of seen around, you know, I was like, oh, they seem nice that now I've really taken time to get to know. Even the non-Duke people, they're just blowing my mind and they're so awesome. And I feel so lucky to have them in my life.
That's incredible.
I'm happy you said that because very easily we could have people listening going like, well, great. I don't have Duke. That's perfect.
Right. Maybe I should sign up and apply. No, I bet a lot of people out there listening are surrounded, even if it's just at a distance, by amazing people that maybe they haven't tapped into that. And I don't just mean like, hey, do you want to buy or sell a house? Tapped in. I mean like, you've got a lot of positive energy going on or really exciting ideas, and I want that to rub off on me. And so it's really made me just change the way I think about who I spend my time with. And if I ever come across, you know, even as I'm meeting new people, and every once in a while you'll come across one and I'm like, hairs are going up on the back of my neck. I'm like, nope, you're not on this journey that I'm on. I'm a lot more protective of myself.
So you develop this brand new sphere and you're building this. What transformed in your business then too? And maybe Tracy, you can share that as well. Cause I know sometimes it's like, well, I don't really want to talk about, you know, what happened there because there's been some incredible results that also have come from this. So, you know, Tracy, what did you start to see on those weekly agendas that come in terms of where business is coming from and how much business is coming in?
Well, what I started seeing is, and I guess I looked at this, I don't always look at the numbers. I'll be honest with you. I'm looking more at a holistic approach, right? When I'm coaching. And so I really look at it. And if you remember, if anyone, the people that are in coaching on the first piece of the weekly agenda, it says rate from 1 to 10, how you're managing your time, your direction of your business and how you're implementing Ninja. And I remember with Christine in the beginning, the numbers were pretty low, right? And Christine is really hard on herself too. She's really, really hard. And she would sometimes put herself at like a 2. And then we'd get on a coaching call. I'm like, Christine, really? You're at a 2? Like, just filling out the weekly agenda puts you at least a 3. Okay. I mean, and you're showing up for a coaching call, right? So she was really, really hard on herself. But I just saw this, not a drastic from a 2 to a 10. It didn't go to that because that's honestly not sustainable. But the implementing of Ninja just went very, very slowly and methodically up to 8s and 9s. And we just slowly just were like, okay, so we're not doing the handwritten notes right now. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Guess what? We're having more parties. We're getting together with people. We're closer to the 50 live interviews every single week. Guess what? From those 50 live interviews, who could we write notes to, right? So that's where I started to see just this trajectory that she was going. And of course, the numbers followed as well. But I was more focused on, let's just have this harmony because we got a lot of stuff going on at home and we want this business to be growing. We just want this harmony and this trajectory that's sustainable, that we can keep doing this over and over and over and have systems. And your Galentine's event is a real hit. Your Halloween party is a big event. Are we going to do this again next year? Is it a rinse and repeat? Are we bringing tacos in for the, you know, this restaurant that caters? Was it a great success? Awesome. Okay. How about doing that again next year? Rinse and repeat. We have systems and processes. So That's where I went with Christine, if that answers your question, Matt.
And I think another thing that Tracy is very good at is, and now it's time to add a new layer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now we're ready. And I told her, I want to be a ninja master. I want every chapter of the book to be something that I do just daily in my business. And we're not there yet, of course, but we're going to be one day. But she knows when it's time to add the next thing, the pre-listing packet or the, you know, the buyer's consultation. And so we do all that stuff too, when it was the right time to add all those in.
Yeah, which is incredible. So, I mean, in terms of the results, I mean, if my notes serve me correctly, right, that brings you from doing about $7 million in 21 to $19 million in 23.
Yeah.
And with a whole new group of people.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I guess I didn't even really pay attention to my numbers or how that was doing. I just felt the momentum and I felt good. And I remember getting a text from some people in my office and they were like, congratulations. And I'm like, oh, thank you. On what? You know, I had missed the sales meeting and they were like, you're top 10 in Compass Austin for solo agent. I'm like, I am? Oh my goodness. And then I got an email saying, congratulations, you've been nominated, or, you know, you're platinum top 500 Austin. I'm like, I am? Oh my goodness. I didn't, you know, and then I was nominated for top 50 solo agent in Austin. I'm like, what? Here, I just think I'm meeting with Tracy and I'm just trying to be the best I can to my family, my friends, and my clients. And I guess I realized, okay, wow, this thing is, yes, really doing well. And to be honest, I feel like we just got started. I mean, this is just the bottom of, I mean, I'm going to be, you know, I hope I can even keep going higher. And it just happened naturally.
What I love about 2023 is 2023 really was able to showcase people outperforming the marketplace. You weren't able to ride the marketplace and all of a sudden have the best year you've ever had. I mean, it's one thing to ride the marketplace when everybody drops and then you're like, oh, how did I make it in the top 10? I didn't have that great of a year. But to have like your best year ever in a marketplace where a lot of people got hit, like that says, that speaks volumes about what you've built and the people you're working with and the confidence that people have in you. I've said for many, oh my gosh, I think since soon after COVID got launched, that you know, this is the best referral relationship marketplace I have ever been in and I have ever seen. And those of you that are taking the time to build these relationships and build these connections are going to thrive through this time. And you're a prime example about all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, I think another thing that really helped too, back to that net forward energy concept, is Larry talks about when you have a lot of negative energy, your brain, you have a lot of just distractions, right? Whether it's mental or, you know, you create your own distractions. And once I lost that, I had this weird thing that happened. My mind became so clear. And I feel like I've always thought I was a good listener, besides that kind of crazy time. And all of a sudden, I could listen at a really high level again. And so two of my clients from last year, I got just because I heard them say one sentence and I was like, oh, I just could hear. And I think that maybe if I, you know, wasn't doing Ninja and I wasn't with Tracy and I didn't have this clear mind, I may have overlooked those things. And so one girl just said one sentence and it led to three transactions. So, you know, I think it's just being in that good space. And then, of course, you know, because we're trained ninjas, we know what to do when that happens. And that's another really important part of the story is being able to listen.
Well, so we got to ask, what was the sentence and what did you do?
It was this woman who now she's become a really good friend. And at the time, you know, she was just a wonderful acquaintance. She made the comment and I knew where she lived. And she said, oh, we're going to redo the backyard and build this big house in the backyard. And I'm thinking she's going to build a house behind this big house that she has. That's not a good idea. Only because I knew she already had the nicest house on a busy street. And she was going to dump a whole bunch of money in the backyard to build something that she was never going to make a return on. And so anyways, just kind of then asking her questions and talking her through it. And at the end, I said, have you ever thought of just getting a different house? And she was like, no.
And see, here's the interesting thing. When you're coming at it with the right energy, you're coming at it with your heart and you're not doing it because I know there's a sale in here.
Oh,
you're doing
no.
It because here's how I can help guide you to make a great decision. And I want to ask some more questions. Like that is the epitome of what you're talking about here is like that ability of letting go, being able to listen, help people on their journeys. And it leads to three sales, like unbelievable.
Yeah. Cause they sold that house. Then they bought a house And then when they had been looking at homes, they were thinking of buying a home on the lake, and that ended up not happening. But then they decided to buy a beach house. And so I helped them buy that. So just from her telling me they're building a house in the backyard and just walking through that. And really, it's, you know, we're problem solvers, right? And so I was not thinking about a sale at all. It was just, let me help her solve this problem. What is she? Why is she building a house in back of a big house? What's going on here?
There's a common thread here. And I want to just, I don't want to lose this. When Tracy, you were talking about the things you were focusing on in terms of the results you were seeing from Christine and how that's now parlayed into top 10 and top 50 is for everybody listening, like the focus was on the intent of bringing value to a network of people. Like at no point was it like, oh, let's make sure we get this number of transactions. Let's make sure we do this much volume. Let's get this deal or this deal. It was, hey, how do we continue to do the things that are helping you be in flow with your people, knowing that business is going to be the result? And I don't want to lose that point, because it is, particularly when we start looking at our goals and all of these things, which are important, don't get me wrong, if we focus so much on them, we lose sight of what we're really there to do, which is to build these incredible relationships and add value. And the way both of you, Tracy and Christine, were kind of talking through what did these results look like in 23. I mean, I was excited to share the big number, because I think it's showing proof of the things work in TSW, but you are excited to share the process, which is really what it's about. And I want to make sure people really kind of hear that. So if you didn't hear that, just go back and just kind of get that thread put in there.
It's so great that, Matt, you just said it, because I wanted to make sure we made that point too, that it's like when Christine has a party or a get together, after it, she always, like, we've talked about this, that after the party, or, you know, even on our next coaching call, we'll basically go through who was there, you know, what was the conversation like? We're listening for pain and pleasure, and what's something you, how you could show up for service, right? So Christine comes with that heart all the time. I don't even think Christine could be salesy, even if she even tried. She's just not that kind of person. And so we always talk about that every single party, get together, that kind of stuff. So tell me a little bit about how the conversations went. Tell me a little bit about that. And that has made her, she's a great listener, but that's made her probably even more clear, because that's always in the back of your mind. And you've said that to me with Christine before. I'm like, you're like, I heard you. I heard your voice when I was, and I was doing X, Y, and Z, Tracy. I heard your voice, and I was like, and I did it. And I listened a little bit more, a little closer. So Christine is just such a fabulous listener, question asker, and that's where her secret sauce is.
But I do hear Tracy in my voice sometimes when I want to get lazy. I'm like, no, because I'm going to have to tell Tracy that I did not do what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it.
Well, what I wanted to add in here around this is that what's interesting is that, you know, a lot of times we will watch people that write the goal, and the goal is an income, and they drive and they push and they push and they push to get that income. And what I have found is some of the biggest growth that I've ever watched in business, and we've all talked about this as coaches, is a lot of times the growth is a byproduct. The income is a byproduct of other things that we're trying to achieve, relationships that we're building, getting involved in these community groups and being more active. And it's like all of a sudden it's like, wow, I'm doing numbers in real estate I never thought I'd be doing. But here I am over here having all this fun and creating all these great energies. And the other way around is that, you know, when we're trained in this business, make income goals, transaction goals, focus on that. And then these people ruin themselves sometimes trying to get to these goals. And you know, we talk about commission breath in this industry. And it's like all of a sudden, every activity you do, every note you write, every lunch you do has got this element of commission breath attached to it. And you had said something that says, now that my mind is clear, I can see the business around me and I'm ready to receive.
Yes.
You'd said that to me when we were talking the other day. And I think that that embraces everything that we're talking about here right now. And that was the piece that I wanted to share, is because I think that is so powerful. Now that my mind is clear, I can see the business that's around me and I'm ready to receive it. I hope maybe you want to add on to that, but that, I wanted to make sure that everybody heard that. Those are your words.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, I like that. Did I say that? Okay.
You did.
Yeah. I just think that, yes, my mind is clear. And so I can hear when other people have pain points, you know, because I'm not thinking of my own pain points. Or I can see when people have pleasure points, you know. And so I think just then talking to them more about that. And, you know, sometimes it leads to business and sometimes it doesn't. But I also kind of, this sounds weird, but sometimes I don't care if people buy or sell real estate with me. I just really want to be a helper and a problem solver, and I just want to be around people. And I think people can tell when you're authentic. So I think if you go to a lunch with someone and you're like, oh, I hope I can like buy or sell, they can feel that and it feels gross. And so for me, I just have this attitude, well, they don't hire me or they don't need me. Okay, that's fine, you know? And I think that kind of helps me. And, you know, Tracy keeps talking about these parties. And so I will just clarify, ever since seventh grade, I always just had parties because I just always want everyone to feel included. And part of it's selfish because I know I'm going to get my batteries charged after this. But part of it is you just never know who needs a friend or who wants to hang out. And so, you know, I do these parties without expecting anything in return. And so I even actually, my parents moved to Austin during COVID and they were so lonely, probably even more lonely than I was. And then I helped a lot of clients move to Austin to be near family, these, you know, older clients. And I kept hearing them all say they were lonely. And so, you know what I said? I told Tracy one day, I said, I have this really weird idea, but what if I do an over 65 party for all these lonely people I know and I get them together and they become friends? And I'm like, would that be weird? And Tracy's like, Christine, you have to do that. And so I did. And so now there's this whole group in my neighborhood and they're all friends and they hang out and they do all these fun things. And look, I haven't made any sales from that and I'm not expecting to make any sales from that, but I just feel like it's just good vibes. And sometimes you can just give and not expect anything in return, but just knowing that probably just the positive energy you're putting out will somehow come back to you.
We are most attractive when we give and we want nothing in return. I'm going to take this back. I think all of us have been out of the dating scene for a little bit.
Thankfully.
But there's an element there that you can watch this in the dating world where people are like, I want a relationship. I want a relationship. I want a relationship. Why can't I find a good relationship? And they're just pushing people away all the time. And they can't figure out why they're the ones that don't have the relationship. And at some point, you get to a place of, it's okay. I want to be happy being me and I'm just going to be me for a while. And you know what? I'm going to forget this whole dating thing and just move along. And like, it's okay if I'm single. And all of a sudden people start beating down your door going, hey, because all of a sudden your energy is really attractive.
Yes.
And I think that for you, that's what I'm hearing is that you've like literally come to the place of like, it's okay if you don't want to do business with me, but I'm attracted to your energy. I like who you are. I want to be around you. It makes your person very, very, very attractive for people to say, hey, can you help me with real estate? And yeah, you end up being very successful.
Yeah. And I have to just, for the record, say Tracy is amazing. And she really is the secret sauce behind all of this. And she's the one who holds me accountable and gives me new ideas and helps me see things that are right in front of my face. And so, you know, it's sometimes I think, and we talked about this before this call, that sometimes people think, you know, oh, I'll get a coach, you know, when I hit this level. But to be honest, I would not be here without Tracy. And so I would say if anyone is thinking of coaching, it's worth the investment because you're going to have somebody who can meet you where you're at and help you get to that next level. And you might end up having a bunch of fun and make a whole bunch of new friends. So I just feel really grateful to not only have Ninja, but to have Tracy, my Ninja coach.
I love it.
Thank you.
We feel the same about Tracy, and we did not ask Christine to say that. That was all Christine. Okay, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
In fact, it's the other way around. Christine was like, I need to make sure that we talk about how amazing Tracy is.
Yes.
I think Soulmate was thrown out there at one point, too. Yep. It is really awesome. One thing I love about doing these spotlights, Garrett, that you've put together here is seeing, because I mean, I get to see the relationship I have with my clients, of course, but seeing another coach's relationship with their client is just incredibly inspiring for me. It brings a lot of great energy to me. So selfishly, this is awesome because like then this just kind of boosts me up to be like, yes, I'm so excited to get on my next coaching call after doing these. And I want to thank you, Christine, for sharing that energy here today and bringing this incredible story, you know, because you think about what you went through is a lot. Like, in a short period of time, we think about this, like we're talking 2019, you airdropped into Austin and was like, let's start a real estate career here in Austin. And now then going through all of this stuff in the next 2 years right after that to then about 3 years later, having incredible results and incredible friendships and making a great impact on the community around you. So thank you for being you and doing those things.
Thank you. And can I share one more story?
Yes, please.
Some listeners, I promise I won't keep you here all day, but you know, some listeners might be thinking, oh, well, it was because she was going through all that stuff. And then once she got that stuff resolved, then she could focus on her business. And if she doesn't have bad stuff going on in her life, well, then she'll be okay. Well, I was working with Tracy, and at one point, my son did a free teen heart screening, and he found out he had a potentially fatal heart condition. and that he was going to need surgery. And we had to make sure he didn't move a lot because he could maybe, you know, have a heart attack and die. And I think I had my coaching call with Tracy the next day, and we were both like, we've got it. Yep. Don't worry about it. And I think because she had built me up in such a good place that it was like, even though this bad thing was happening, no problem, got it handled. You know, and anyways, we ended up getting him surgery in Houston within a month, and then he's 100% cured. And it was like, okay, but I was still doing transactions during that time, and we did not even miss a beat. And as I mentioned, I had my big Halloween party, which I think had like, I don't know, 140 people there 2 days after the surgery. And you know, people were like, how did you do it? And I didn't want to be like, well, there's this ninja coach, Tracy. But really, it was just, you know, now when you get into this kind of space, this, you know, positive mind space, and you're in your ninja routine, when bad things happen, you can still handle them. And it's not a problem because you, you know, you're almost unstoppable. You've got everything in place.
It's amazing having that sounding board and that person you can also come back to and say like, okay, here's what just happened in my world. And it's always great to have somebody that has your back that just is able to, like, I, from what I'm understanding, is being like, this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're going to make our way through this.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. Let's do this. It's going to be okay. We're going to have this harmony between the two. We're going to take care of our son and our family. But guess what? We're still doing a business because we're taking care of our people too. And we can do all of this.
Yeah. And then, you know, Tracy, are there any friends you could meet through that? Which I am.
Talk up the doctors, you know, get to know them while you're there.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
Gosh, Tracy, I love, like, you know, what's crazy too, you think about as a coach, right? Like taking that on of like, oh my gosh, like you're worried that like if your son moves too much, he could die. Like, I can't even imagine what that is like. And then Tracy, you being on the other side of the phone call and then thinking like, and now I have to try to help redirect Christine because she's here and she's still, you know, that could also mean increased medical bills and everything. So we can't keep the cash. We must keep the cash flow going. It can't come to a stop. So kudos to you too. And in starting with too, I think this, the key there for me anyway, and I'm learning here too myself, right? Is starting with, we got this and we're going to get through it. And it's going, you're going to come out on the other side of this with positivity, with joy. And that's incredible. So,
and like the relationship Christine and I have, I mean, I want to make sure not to gloss over this, that I wasn't like, oh, well, your son could die. So, I mean, it was not like this. It just, yeah. So I don't,
yeah, well, that's really an interesting thing going on in your life. Now let's talk about business. Yeah,
exactly. I don't want to go there. Okay. I don't want to go there. I mean, we had some moments. I mean, I think when you told me, I think I did break down in tears on our call because I was like, oh, Christine, are you okay? Is your family okay? So I want to make sure to say we did have some moments. Okay. We did have some moments, but Christine and I have never met in person. I'm hoping we are going to soon, but like, Christine and I text each other, right? And like, hey, how did the appointment go with your son? How is everything going with that? How is the party? How is this? Like Christine and I, it's not just the coaching calls that is the only time we're talking. I mean, I've even texted her a couple of times because one time she was wearing an absolutely beautiful shirt. She said it was J. Crew. I went out to J. Crew, bought the shirt. I'm like, hey, I went to J. Crew. I mean, we have this relationship together that is just such a beautiful thing that we're talking about business along with personal life. And also I honestly would consider Christine a really good friend of mine too. So it's like, I just make sure that to say, we didn't gloss over that. I promise you, we did not gloss over that.
No, but it was definitely a confidence thing. Like, we've got this, we can do it.
This is one of the elements that I love about hearing the relationships that all of the coaches have with their clients. Cause I mean, yes, we are here to help you with your business. We are here to help you get to the achievement levels that you want to get to. And Christine, you said, you know, but you know, the nice thing is it wasn't just that. And it brought this life in, and Tracy understood all these other moving elements that you have going on. And just like, Christine, you're a ninja with your clients, and it's not just the real estate transaction. You build a relationship with them. My coaches have the same problem. And it's not just business, and we do build relationships, and a problem is probably not the right word, but it is like this element where we do get in this world with you. And yeah, it is fun to text back and forth in between the coaching calls and banter a little bit that we're not sitting there talking about, hey, how'd your listing appointment go? But like, hey, check out the shirt. I found it. Like, I mean, that's
right.
That for me is like the best relationship ever because it's a mutual, fun, growing relationship. Everybody benefits from it. And I can't ask for more. I'm proud of both of you guys. So thank you.
Thank you.
Matt, you want to round this one out?
Yeah. I mean, so thank you both, Tracy, Christine, for joining us today. And again, Christine Moore in Austin, Texas, if anybody's looking to connect with a great ninja there, she is there ready to connect with you and help you learn anything that you need to know about the Austin area and real estate there. Also to share her journey. So guys, thanks. Thank you both so much for joining us. For everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in as you always do. If you want to see this in video, we'll probably have a link to where this gets posted somewhere in the show notes. And join our Facebook community, search for the Ninja Selling Podcast because all of us are in there. All of our great coaches are in there. If you're like, hey, I want to kind of feel out the vibe of these coaches here, like, well, who are these people that, you know, Christine and all these people come on and talk about? Join our Facebook group because every coach is in there labeled as a group expert. So you can see them commenting back and forth on all the incredible interactions and posts that happen in there. And if you want to learn more about coaching, you can just go to ninjaselling.com and click on the coaching button at the top and you can reach out to us and we can get you connected with your soulmate as well.
So, love it.
So Christine, again, thank you so much. Any last things that you want to share, piece of advice that you feel like you haven't yet shared that you would want a listener to hear?
I would say one, if you don't have a coach, you need one. But two, now I'm rereading Ninja again, and you just pick up so many new nuggets every time. So I'm still loving on the Ninja ideas.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. And Tracy, anything from you?
I would concur with Christine that it's like, get a coach. I had a coach a long time ago, and it changed my world personally and professionally. And it just, when you have someone in your corner, it just is really, really important. And also, real estate can be a very, very lonely business. And your coach is someone that you can be vulnerable with and say, oh my gosh, this isn't going well, or this is going well. And we're going to help you through and navigate those waters. And sometimes it'll be like, we got this. Other times it'll be like, okay, we need to go a different direction. And it's someone that can look at your business kind of from a bird's eye view and get out of the emotions and get out of that. And the coaching relationship is really, really important. And if your first coach is not the right one, we have a lot of wonderful coaches. My coaching colleagues are amazing people. And so if one person's not your jam, someone else might be your jam. That's good.
Love it.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, thank you both, Garrett. Thank you. And thank you everybody for listening. We got another episode coming on back end of this very soon. So we'll see you on that one.
Appreciate you all. Thank you all for taking time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.